I'm Audrey Tracy.
And I'm Griff, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
And this is episode 14, for those keeping score.
For those keeping score, what is this, a podcast or a sporting event?
Sometimes I wonder. Hey, Griff, what's up for this week?
Well, we've got quite a show this week, Audrey. Up first in the main story, eBay Vice President Bob Cubbins talks with longtime eBay seller Jack Shang. Jack was the first seller to reach 1 million feedback way back in, I think it was like 2010, if memory serves.
And there's a conference room named after him here on the campus.
Yes, indeed there is. And you're going to want to hear Jack and Bob talk about Jack's strategies for squeezing every sale possible out of the upcoming holiday shopping season. What do you have for us this week, babe?
On our Inside eBay segment, I talked to eBay's VP of Soft Goods, Sam Bright, on how sellers can win in the upcoming Small Business Saturday.
Can't wait to hear it. I'm a big fan of Sam Bright.
Me too. What's up for what's hot this week?
Liz Austin talks to Matt Kopfler. He's on the eBay deals team here. And Matt shares what he and his team predict will be the hottest items on the deals page during Cyber Week, which is coming up.
That's great, but what if I'm not a deal seller?
Oh, no worries. These hot deal items spill over into the rest of the marketplace where any seller can offer them. So you'll want to listen in to see which ones match your inventory so that you can make sure you have them up for sale during the very busy Cyber Week shopping season coming up.
Wow, big show indeed. And of course, we have the news segment.
Or
trending topics, whatever we're calling it this week.
Yeah, we're never sure which one it's going to be. I think this week it's a combination of the two, so we got lots to cover. Shall we begin?
Absolutely. Let's get to the news or trending topics.
Or trending news.
Or news that's trending and topical.
I like that one. It has a certain, I don't know, je ne sais quoi.
Oh, great. Now he's gone all Parisienne.
Oui, oui, madame. Would you like a croissant or a baguette or a croque monsieur?
Croque. Coming up next, it's the news. Welcome to the news segment. We're joined by community manager Alan Aisbit. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Audrey. Thanks for having me back. I've really missed this place.
No, you don't have to lie. So we're shifting gears this week to talk about some important announcements we've made that we want sellers to be aware of. Alan, what's the first thing you
want to
tell?
First up, I want to talk about an announcement that dropped on October 29th. The announcement shared an update on a topic that has been ongoing for a while now, and it's changes in internet sales tax and how it may affect sellers' businesses.
Ooh, tell us more.
All right, so starting January 1st, 2019, Minnesota will be joining the list of states where eBay will be collecting sales tax on applicable transactions. And based on these new laws, we will calculate, collect, and remit sales tax for applicable orders shipped to customers in the following states. So again, starting January 1st, 2019, it's Minnesota and Washington. And then starting July 1st, 2019, it's Pennsylvania and Oklahoma. And additional states will likely be added to the above list. Sellers can read the announcement at ebay.com/announcements. And we encourage sellers to stay up to date on this very important topic.
So sellers, the good news here is that there's actually nothing for you to do. eBay's going to do all the work. We're going to calculate, collect, and remit sales tax. In other words, we're going to send that money directly to those states. Nothing for you to do. Just be aware of this. Okay, Alan, what's next?
The next update is great news for our sellers. On November 30th, we announced that fast and free listings are now covered by seller protection. And in the same announcement, we also advised that fast and free logos on listings and search result pages will be updated to reflect the guaranteed by dates instead of the delivered by, which are currently in use.
This sounds really interesting. Tell us more.
Listings that meet the fast and free criteria now include a guaranteed delivery date, and that date will be covered by seller protection. eBay will cover the liability of these listings because we're confident in our ability to calculate your delivery time. And we will make it right for customers if deliveries are late, and we'll provide recompense to buyers for their inconvenience.
This is a great new development. Do sellers need to do anything to their listings?
Sellers do not necessarily need to make any changes. If a seller's listings meet the criteria, we'll display them with a fast and free logo. But I do want to encourage any listeners who have the ability to ship items quicker to do so. And in turn, that will allow buyers to see the logo on your listings, and that can lead to increased sales as it extends the window that buyers can purchase from you, especially for buyers like me who procrastinate and leave purchases till the last minute.
That's great. Now, what's the criteria for a listing to be eligible?
Great question, Audrey. To avail of the logo and the seller protection, sellers should make sure that their listings meet the following criteria. 4-day or less delivery, free shipping, shipping within the 48 contiguous US states, no local pickup or freight as default shipping option, and isn't in classified ad format.
That's great. I bet I qualify for all that on my listings. Can't wait to see it. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I think that's all for now. And I know you've got a great show lined up this week, so I'll let you get on with it.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Those are two great updates. Always great to hear from you.
See you again.
Next up, our main story.
Hi, I'm Bob Cuppins, the VP of Selling here at eBay. And joining us today is Jack Shang, owner of E4City and eBay Celebrity. He was one of the first sellers on the platform, and Jack has built his business from a small operation to a multi-million dollar business. And today we're going to find out his trade secrets for building this multi-million dollar business on eBay. Jack, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Let's start at the beginning. You know, I feel like I've heard the origin story of E4City and Jack Shang, but what do you sell and how did you get started on eBay?
Yeah, funny thing is we've been pretty consistent on eBay. We've been selling cell phone accessories since day one. Until this day, cell phone accessories still worth about 50% of our overall sales.
Wow.
I'm a geek. I love accessories, but I didn't want to overpay for accessories. So that's how we started. We're like, hey, maybe we could sell it for less online to cut out some of the middlemen in between and sell direct to consumers. And that model still exists because customers are still looking for savings. That didn't change.
Customers still want a value? Is that the advice for today? Is that customers still want a value? That's fantastic. How did you know at the beginning what to sell on eBay? How did you optimize your inventory? You know, how did you get to those insights?
You know, at the very beginning, we didn't take advantage of any data. We happened to be located in a region of LA that's full of distributors. At the time, we simply made those distributors' inventory available online. Sounds like a very simple idea these days, but back at the time, it was pretty advanced. They were like, what do you mean, like, you want our inventory feed? It wasn't even called a feed. We had to explain to in some kind of language that they could understand at the time. Obviously, people talk about big data and all those sophisticated words, but pretty early on, I would say about a year or two into the business, we started using data mining at the time. That was the buzzword. Mm-hmm. eBay is a very transparent marketplace, by the way, since day one. I think that's the most successful part of the element of eBay. So we've been using a lot of eBay data to tell us what kind of products are moving and what kind of prices. And we tend to source very similar products. And over the years, we get more seasonality data, ups and downs, and different generations of products to almost have a predictive modeling. Sounds complicated, but it's really not when you're focusing on a smaller segment of the products. But over the years, we've been scaling that. And that attributes to most of the success on how we source inventory, what kind of inventory decision that we made in the company.
That's impressive. I had no idea you were as big a geek as you clearly are. You told me at one point that you started off as part-time and then you went full-time and then you had employees. And can you talk about some of those other changes
Absolutely.
That you made?
I'm fortunate enough that even back in the college days, I got exposed to systems. I got into the system industry at the time as ERP software called SAP. I learned a trick or two to understand that, hey, to scale business, you really need to have good systems. And at the time, there were not a lot of systems available out there. So we actually built our own system. And the very first system that we built was actually shipping related. And when I say system, at the time, it was merely like automate some of the shipping feature. It would spit out a label automatically to pick and pack and then slap on the label instead of clicking it one by one. That's called automation. That doesn't apply these days. These days, there are so many cloud-based solutions that are charging you $10 a month and do 10 times better than what we did. But I remember it was one of those things that really helped us scale the business and made it run faster than the other sellers. And I was doing part-time at the time because I was in management consulting and I happened to have a client that would get off work at 4:30 every day. So, and it's a Fortune 500 company. I don't exactly want to name the company, but life was good and maybe too good. I was bored. So I started a business on the side after 4:30 with my two childhood buddies, my high school friends, and started from a garage. And it's a very similar story that I heard over and over again when I talked to other fellow eBay sellers, that they start their business from a garage. They grew their business. And we're very grateful that eBay actually nurtured a lot of entrepreneurship through the community, through the eBay's function. That's nice. Always feel like our roots start from eBay, and eBay always gave us a different feeling. eBay doesn't compete with us. I know later on you're going to ask me, like, who else do we do business with? But eBay always holds a special place in my heart because we had our roots start with eBay, and eBay actually never competed with us.
And you do sell cross-platform. Talk about your strategy for eBay compared to those other platforms, and what's unique about eBay that makes you hold a special place in your heart for us?
Absolutely. I mentioned scale earlier. In a company, we spend dollars developing products. It's very similar to like a software development, that the incremental cost on making additional copies in software business is free, but in our business, it's still limited. So it's to our best incentive to sell as many copies of the same product as possible to reach that economy of scale. That was the main driver behind the scene why we want to make our products available everywhere possibly so that we could maximize the return on the initial investment on the product. And we can leverage that and pass some more savings to our customers in the end. So to answer your question, we do business with pretty much all the marketplaces out there. And we also do a lot of dropship business for a lot of retailers. And also there are Pure Play, or there's Brick and Mortar. deep down, we did a lot of soul searching, like, who are we? Are we a retailer? Not exactly, because eBay is doing a lot of retail function, retail-like function. Over time, we concluded, like, we're really a product-based company. And for a product-based company to be successful, we have to engage with all the channels and get that scale and get that economy scale, right, to make it affordable, make it profitable, too.
Yeah. We've done a lot of work in creating new capabilities. One of them is around promotions. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in your use of our eBay promotional tools. Like, how do you think about those, and where do you take advantage of them?
We love any type of promotion, eBay, whether it's the deals or it's the promoted listing, whether it's a feature-based product. It's never one size fit all. So we only take advantage on certain areas and where it makes sense. What we love is that we see positive return on those areas where we invested in. And a lot of it is trial and error, because there's never a silver bullet that we can just, hey, just turn on this and you get result in Y. So it's a lot of trial and error. I highly encourage other eBay sellers to try out different promotions. It might not work for you, it might work for you, or it might only work on some subset of your products.
And Jack's a data guy, so you look at the data and draw conclusions based on your data, right?
Absolutely. And I forgot to mention that eBay is the most transparent marketplace out there. The data is there. Sure, eBay actually bought Therapeutic. We'd love to see more things coming along from that acquisition. But at the same time, you can actually dig into eBay yourself. You can do it manually, or you can do it through an API. You don't even necessarily need to have a tool, but it's there. I don't think there's a retailer out there, because eBay is not a retailer, by the way.
Right.
There is no one out there that provides the level of details that eBay can. I'd love to see that eBay actually can provide even more data over time, so that merchants like us can engage with eBay and truly invest in the marketplace.
You know, other things that we've been working on include shipping. I mean, you must have a different approach to shipping in your early days than you do now. Can you talk to us about that evolution a little bit?
Sure. You know, shipping in the early days, we were just talking about labels. And especially when we look around, like, most of the sellers were struggling how to spit out that label. The game has obviously, the bar has risen higher. It's never the label anymore. It's about shopping solutions across multiple carriers. And we talk about logistics. It's not just the shipping itself. It's where to place your product strategically. Do you want to ship it yourself? Do you want to use a 3PL solution? There's just so many options out there to make shipping easier, but also at the same time, more complex. As a business owner, you have to make these choices, and oftentimes it's hard. Do you want to invest in your own resource to build a warehouse, or do you want to take advantage of third-party logistics? Some of these companies are willing to lose a shirt, excuse my language, to earn your business. I think eBay has also raised the bar on shipping. eBay is heavily promoting eBay guaranteed shipping, and we're part of that. But at the same time, shipping is always a double-edged sword, that you cannot ship faster and cheaper at the same time. So it's always a balance in between,
right,
what kind of value proposition that you want to propose to customers and to optimize the entire value proposition.
No, that makes sense. And that's where data can come in as well. I mean, buyer expectations are clearly shifting so that they expect fast, free, and guaranteed delivery. So wherever you can, obviously, it makes sense to provide that from a buyer's perspective. How about returns? What's your philosophy on returns, and how do you handle those?
We try to mimic the industry standard out there. We try not to be the pioneer on returns, because we could go out there and try to be Nordstrom, trying to be Neiman Marcus type of experience, but certainly the cost will go up significantly. And our products tend to be value-oriented, so we can afford certain things, but we definitely extend a return policy that's mimicking the standard retail policy. Typically, it's 30 days, and we stand behind our products. But we didn't go out of our way trying to make returns a lot more generous, because it will eventually backfire to prevent us from offering the lowest price possible.
So you balance and you figure out where it makes the most sense.
Right. What it comes down to is where your product's position stands. What does your brand stand? We proud ourselves that, hey, the same, say, cell phone case that you can find at a major fruit store. I don't want to name names. Or whatever that store might be, you can find very similar quality products at a fraction of price. Now, we don't want to sacrifice on quality. We don't want to sacrifice customer service. Well, maybe return is one of those areas that, if so long the customers are informed upfront, and we try to encourage them to buy the right product at first place. Because part of the challenge being in parts and accessories side is customers actually bought the wrong product. It's not necessarily like they don't like the product. They bought a completely different product.
Right.
So our philosophy is like making sure that our description and pictures actually depict that the most functional part of the product, and actually we make sure that they don't actually bought the wrong product. And prevention is actually better than trying to fix a problem.
Quality is free, right? If you do it at the beginning, if you prevent the defect, then it's much, much better from an economic standpoint.
Absolutely.
The other thing I know about you is you do private label, and you branch out into other categories, obviously beyond accessories. So can you just talk a little bit about things that you've done more recently, maybe new successes, you know, other lines of business?
private label is definitely big in our industry or retail in, as a whole. And the brand itself better mean something, the value, not just simply slapping a label on it. We pride ourselves that we put quality behind private label, hoping that those are the differentiators that presents value. Because eBay doesn't compete with us, we feel like eBay actually is a prime spot for to feature our brands.
If you were to give advice to the listeners out there of this podcast and folks who are like you trying to grow a business on eBay, what advice would you give them? What processes should they put in place? What tools? How should they grow? And if they want to be Jack Chang in the future, how do they do that?
Well, I don't know if they necessarily want to be me. It's very challenging at the same time. I think sometimes playing small is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, they're a lot more nimble. In fact, part of our philosophy internally, we're like, hey, we want to play small. We want to be what a small seller would do. But to answer your question about scaling part, I think every company, they should actually weed out all the inefficiencies. Look at your customer service data. I know I'm repeating myself on data side, but there's just so many different type of data that you have to digest differently. Look at customer service data to begin with. We talked about returns earlier. Maybe look at the customer service data to see what is causing you all the trouble. Because to me, that's noise. Every time you actually spend on customer service, that's a value that's lost. Because how can you actually prevent a customer service issue from happening in the first place so you can put all your energy on the value creation part of it and pass on to the buyers? At the end of the day, it's all about creating value. Every day coming to work, questioning myself and questioning our people, like, what is the purpose of us being there? Are we creating value? If we're not creating value, that's a problem here. And next thing is, hey, how to scale that value chain and how to pass on even more savings, squeeze more savings out of it. E-commerce is brutal. You asked me for advice on eBay. eBay is very brutal, by the way. You guys are super nice, but as far as the competition, eBay is extremely cutthroat. So how do you stay efficient and be able to pass on more value to the buyers? That's the winning strategy.
Excellent. You know, we're coming up on Small Business Saturday in just a couple of weeks, and I'm sure lots of sellers would like to grow their business like you did, but what do you think is unique about eBay that allowed your business to grow?
Well, we can feel free to speak about the challenge that we have with eBay. We can share that with eBay because we knew eBay is not going to take that notes back and trying to come up with a strategy to compete with us. I think it's back to that theme that eBay is not competing with us. I think that eBay is a very open-minded company that is very receptive on doing that. That makes eBay a lot more unique than some other place that we do business with. I'm hoping that I will see more of that coming from eBay. To take advantage of this DNA, and we help the overall community, not necessarily sellers, but buyers. eBay is here to mediate and try to transact and create transactions between sellers and buyers, and how to take that balance in between and nurture and then create more commerce in between.
I feel like eBay's been doing Small Business Saturday every Saturday for 20 plus years, so it's exciting to be a part of this. And listen, Jack, thanks for your tips and insights. We've been speaking with Jack Chang, the owner of E4City, just a great example of one of our passionate and awesome sellers on the eBay platform. You know, I think I say this every time, but our sellers are what make eBay eBay. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Jack, for that. And if you want to find great electronics accessories at an incredible value, check out E4City. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you for that tagline. Well, it's an honor to be here.
Coming up next, we'll chat with Sam Bright, eBay's VP of Soft Goods, on how sellers can win this Small Business Saturday. I'm Audrey from eBay, and in this segment, we'll chat with Sam Bright, eBay's VP of Soft Goods, about how sellers can win Small Business Saturday. This year, that special day happens on November 24th, and for those that may not know, it's a day to support small businesses across the nation, from brick-and-mortar stores on Main Street in your small town to the small businesses that operate online, like the eBay seller community. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Audrey.
What's your role at eBay?
I've been at eBay for nearly 6.5 years, and my current role is as Vice President of Soft Goods for North America.
Now, define that. What does soft goods mean?
Soft goods include several verticals for us. It includes the art and collectibles vertical, the sporting goods vertical, the media, toys, and lifestyle vertical, and soft home, which encapsulates pets, pet supplies, crafts, and food.
So your team is responsible for reaching out to sellers and bringing that merchandise on site?
That's right. Whatever it takes to help the sellers grow their businesses and for us to be successful in the process.
That's great. The Network Journal announced you on the list of their 40 Under 40, recognizing outstanding young African Americans who are reaching high goals in their careers while remaining committed to their community's development. How did this all come about, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, I was honored to be selected. And when I heard that I had been nominated, it was truly an honor. But I'm more encouraged by the fact that the work that we are doing, my team and I, around trying to help our sellers grow their businesses is getting recognition. Whether it is collaborations with Ai Weiwei or selling the Elvis piano on the eBay platform to help benefit the Starkey Foundation, or it's working with smaller sellers who bring consignment inventory for collectible buyers who are enthusiasts and passionate about finding the unique items they can only find on eBay. Regardless, we're starting to see that velocity not only for our seller base, but it's also getting greater recognition in terms of the business impact that it can have.
Well, congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about how small businesses can win this Small Business Saturday. First, why do you believe small businesses are so important to eBay?
Well, I have a personal reason that sort of shapes that. One of my first roles was working at a business incubator in Northeast Indiana, working with entrepreneurs and helping them write their business plans and conducting market research on their behalf. And so you can say I've had a soft spot in my heart for a long time for entrepreneurs and small businesses. And part of what attracted me to eBay years later was sort of the opportunity to have a level playing field and be part of that, where anyone can start their business on eBay, anyone can scale their business on eBay. If they bring inventory that is of interest to a buyer and delivers a pleasant buying experience, they can grow their business. And so it's very gratifying to me, beyond even Small Business Saturday, when we go to eBay Open and we go to different events, and we hear about sellers who not only started their businesses, but then the days that they quit their jobs and then the days that they hired yet another person as their business started to take off. So to me, it's an important opportunity to be able to be part of the economic development engine for this country. When I think about Small Business Saturday, there's an opportunity and one of the most highly trafficked, highly visible moments where consumers are thinking about shopping for everyone to play a part. It's not just the big brands, as important as the big brands are. It's not just the big retailers, as important as the big retailers are. It's not just the big B2C players, as important as those are. They all sell on eBay and we're all grateful for them. And we see that play out where we think about high proportions of some brick and mortar sellers selling on eBay as an incremental revenue stream in order to diversify their income base, but also to expose their inventory to folks who are very far away. I've heard a stat before that something like 90% of comic book shops sell on the platform. In some cases, we'll hear from them at trade shows that eBay helps them pay their electric bill because someone who's geographically far removed from them can browse their shop. And it solves a buyer need and it solves a seller need all at the same time. So that's the magic of what we do. And that's the whole purpose of Small Business Saturday is to celebrate.
I think of eBay as opportunity for all.
Exactly.
So in being a good partner to our sellers, what advice can you give them to win the Small Business Saturday?
Well, first, it all starts with the inventory. Like, do you have something that our buyers will love? You know that within these categories, you know from the buyers that you've sold to in the past, you know from the keeping your pulse on the market. If you have a brick and mortar store, you can tell what areas of your shop are not only seeing foot traffic, but also conversion. If you've been selling online for a while, you certainly keep track of the trends that are going on, and whether in Seller Hub or elsewhere, to understand where you're seeing the most traction. Really be planful. Really lean into thinking about what is the inventory that's going to drive the greatest conversion. Secondly, I would think about the pricing. What is the right price that's actually going to resonate with the buyer? In some cases, it's about pricing it as low as possible. In other cases, where it's a more enthusiast-oriented item, it's about pricing it at a premium to actually make sure that that value is being communicated. It's also about the format, whether that is an auction or that's best offer, that's fixed price. It's really understanding what is most resonant with your buyers. And then once the buyer has made the purchase, you still have the obligation to make sure that the buyer has a pleasant experience and comes back with a smile on their face. So part of that is shipping it as quickly as possible and then offering returns. If for whatever reason the buyer isn't satisfied, that there's an opportunity for them to send it back to you and hopefully purchase something else from your store.
Now, you mentioned that it all starts with inventory. So what inventory are buyers looking for over Cyber Week?
Well, I think it comes down to the category. We obviously know that there are certain categories where it just is very obvious, right? So you think about a category like holiday and seasonal or decorative collectibles, and you can see it in the Swarovski ornaments that spike, or you can see it in the increase in purchases of Halloween ornaments. But then there's also looking at what's going on in the broader market. Recently, we saw the Red Sox win the World Series, and so you can imagine that sports mem-related inventory is going to spike. If you've been looking at what's going on in sporting goods and the interest in pocket bikes recently, you can tell that that's probably going to be an area of interest this holiday season. If you think about some of the movies that are coming up and you own the books that are associated with them, or you own the media that's associated with them, or you think about some of the artists that are climbing the charts and think about the vinyl that is associated with it, you can tell that there is demand from the buyer community. And so now's the time to list that on the platform and take advantage of it. Even looking at toys, we published recently the top 50 toys that are going to be in demand this season. In addition, we'll see some toys that become scarcity plays, similar to last year what happened with LOL dolls and previously with Fingerlings and Hatchimals. Keep an eye on those things, because that is where buyers are already voting and saying that that is of interest to them. And those provide opportunities for you to grow your business.
We think of those here at eBay as cultural moments, right? Like when a movie comes out and you've got the book associated with it, that's a prime time moment to list that thing and get it out the door. So what defines an attractive deal over Cyber Week?
Well, I think there are several components. First, it's being the most competitive that you can be on the web. It's making sure that other places where buyers may shop are not underpricing you, because that is more likely to drive conversion of the inventory in your store. It's also thinking about how do you differentiate yourself. In some cases, it's the giftables. It's the things that really help you stand out when you're wrapping up a present under the tree and showcase that you've given a lot of thought to that special someone that you're getting something for. And it's also the unique inventory that you can't find anywhere else but on eBay. And it's those things that will sort of have a story associated with them and that people come to eBay to find. So the beautiful thing about the platform is we have everything from the best of price inventory that you'd find in a retail store all the way to that item from only someone like you as a small business who either made it themselves or has a very specific channel where they were able to acquire it. And that uniqueness is what sets the platform apart.
That's right. Now, what other shopping behaviors should sellers be aware of as they're preparing for Small Business Saturday?
So I'd think about having the right policies in place. We've really pushed recently the importance of fast, free, and guaranteed shipping, because it extends the window in which buyers can purchase from you. It means that those buyers who have procrastinated and are looking just a few days before Christmas season know that they can purchase something from you and that it will arrive in time. So the more that you can send a signal to the buyers around fast, free, and guaranteed, and there's programs that we have in place to help you stand out when you do that, that helps to extend the hours that your store is open effectively from the buyer's perspective. It's also returns. Returns are a buyer expectation. Now, we know some of the returns policies vary by vertical, and because there are various nuances that are associated, depending on whether or not the item's on consignment or other things along those lines. But in general, it's a buyer expectation. And so where it makes sense, you should lean into free 30-day returns. In addition, it's the packaging. If you're going to send something out and it's a gift, think about what you would want to receive it in. And the nicer the packaging is, the more likely it is that the buyer is going to shop from you again. Completely understand that sometimes there's thinking around, well, the costs of the packaging and you're a small business and you're trying to find the best way possible to maximize your bottom line, but you're also trying to balance that against getting repeat buyers. And part of that is making sure that your presentation is something that's going to make them want to walk back into the store. And finally, it's good customer service, right? There's so many options that buyers have nowadays. And so when they're sending you emails and ask you questions via M2M, are you rapidly responding to them and giving them the info that they need so they can not only make a purchase decision, but if they're in certain formats where they're thinking about best offer or they're thinking about an auction, they can bid in a way that drives the highest price realization for you as a seller.
So we know that sellers are buyers and buyers are sellers. So why should our sellers also shop this Small Business Saturday?
Because we're a community and we're dependent on each other. You may be buying from another small business that's just like you. And supporting each other as small businesses, as members of the eBay community, is important to this entire ecosystem that exists here to be able to drive velocity for our sellers and smiles for our buyers. And so that is what this is all about.
Thank you, Sam. This is great. We've got to wrap up now. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you come back in a couple of months with an update.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of our sellers for making it happen every day on eBay.
We've been speaking with Sam Bright, VP of Soft Goods, about Small Business Saturday. Up next, what's hot?
I'm Liz Austin, and we're here for another session of What's Hot on eBay. Today, we've got Matt Klopfer here from eBay, and he's based in Salt Lake City. Hi, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This week, we're talking about Small Business Saturday and how our sellers can win on this day, specifically during Cyber Week. As part of the deals team, we're keen to hear from you what deals will be in high demand during Cyber Week and specifically Small Business Saturday. First off, what's your role at eBay and how long have you been around?
I've actually been at eBay for about 9.5 years in a couple of different roles. I started off in account management. I've been on the deals team for about 3 years now, currently leading our deals site operations team here in Salt Lake. What that means is we partner with a lot of our different groups, including our site merchandising team, our merchants, legal team, risk, basically to ensure that everything on the deals page is up and running as it should.
For those that aren't familiar with the deals page, can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a unique landing page that's separate from our core eBay.com site. And it's unique in the sense that there's a small subset of sellers that are able to participate in the deals program. In order to do so, they have to go through a vetting process, which includes approval by our risk team. They have to sign a deals agreement with us through legal. They also have to be up to different performance standards. We monitor these things. We make sure that they're the best of the best in terms of not only the items that they bring to the table, but also their performance standards. They have to offer free shipping. We require 0 to 1 day handling time on our items. So they're the best of the best in terms of the sellers that we have to offer. And they're also bringing items that are priced to be competitive. We check price competitiveness daily, especially during holiday. And we know that's very important to buyers. It's also great for gifting, especially during the holiday time. We have items that are very hot across a lot of different verticals, including electronics, home and garden, fashion. So it's something that as a buyer, it's a great landing page to go for, to look for not only great deals, but you're getting something from a seller that is reputable based on criteria that we set forth for those sellers.
For those sellers who think their inventory would be right for the deals page, how would a seller go about actually putting their inventory forward to be considered on the deals page?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that that can be done. The best way is that if you have a relationship with a category manager or a merchant within our merchandising team, that would be your best bet, is to go through the category manager, let them know that you're interested in the program or you have inventory that you think would be a good fit for the program. We also have merchant support teams that sellers may be calling in to get support from. They can also mention that to those folks, and they work with me regularly. So they can send me over the user ID and we can take a quick look at them and see if they'd be a fit. We also have a distribution list email address that was sent out to a large group of sellers. And we can also get inventory submitted through that distribution list as well if they have inventory that they feel is right, specifically now for the holiday time. But outside of holiday as well, we're always looking for sellers to include in the program that may fill an inventory gap for any of those verticals that you just mentioned.
You mentioned a distribution list email that we offered a couple of weeks ago. Can you just remind sellers of what that DL address is so that if they do feel like they have inventory that could be considered for a deals program, what is that email address?
It's a bit long, so let me read it out a couple of times. The email address is dl-ebay-md-deals-events-support@ebay.com. Let me read it again. It's dl-ebay-md-deals-events-support@ebay.com.
And we will do our best to get a short version for you out there. So we've got that clear. Now, you mentioned categories. Specifically, what do we think our buyers will be looking for over Cyber Week and Small Business Saturday so that sellers can go and source those things and let us know that they're able to give us a red hot deal on those items?
Yeah, so let me touch on a few things. High level, obviously electronics is always very popular during holiday, but within the electronics vertical, cell phones obviously are very hot right now with the release of the new iPhone. So any iPhone XS or XR that's currently out, also the Samsung Galaxy series is very popular. We have a big focus on smart home products right now. So the Nest, Remo, Arlo, the Google Home products, those are all very popular. And then also also within electronics, gaming, always very popular during holiday and is going to be again this year. So any Xbox One or PlayStation bundles that come with games, Red Dead Redemption 2 just came out. Also, the Nintendo Switch is a very popular gaming system right now. And then within fashion, we're looking for things that are branded, such as North Face or these kind of fall and winter type apparel items. Boots such as Sorel, those types of products. And then within home and garden, appliances are going to be very popular. So think about your KitchenAid mixers, Breville espresso machines, Dyson vacuums, those types of things are going to be very popular. And then if you're looking for gifting for dad or husband, tools are going to be popular as well within the home and garden category. So any sort of DeWalt or Makita type items. And then toys is going to be a key category for us again this year. And I actually just bought my daughter, they're called Poopsies.
I've heard about these things. We had Bob Means on the other day and he was talking about it.
It's very popular right now. And I think it's going to be during holiday as well. It's a very interactive toy that you get to actually make this unicorn Poopsie, and you get one of multiple types. So it's kind of a collectible type of thing. Very fun. My daughter's 3 and she loves it. She wants to play with it every day. I'm not sure why, but great items for kids. And then the Hatchimals are still very popular. So those are just a few items. And I guess you can focus more on those sort of subcategories under these electronics, fashion, home and garden, jewelry and toys. So those are our initiatives in terms of what we're looking for from a product standpoint this year.
Brilliant. So they are awesome insights. And I do want to call out that even if you're not in the deals program, because there's certain criteria that perhaps your business doesn't apply for, let's use those insights to list the items anyway, because we know that buyers are going to be looking for them over holiday, Cyber Week, Small Business Saturday. So go source them, get them out there. And that's how you're going to drive some fantastic profitability, whether you're on the deals page or not. Get those listings out there.
I think it's a great point, because while my focus is deals, the traffic on our page is going to be much heavier than usual, obviously, during holiday. So if you're not a participant in the deals page, that's fine. These are the types of items that sellers are looking for, and they may not be going straight to deals. They may just be searching on our core site. So these are the types of items that buyers are going to be focusing on, regardless of if it's on the deals page.
Perfect. Thanks so much for that. So Matt, you know, and we've had plenty of discussions around this, that that I'm incredibly passionate about our small business sellers. As the lifeblood of eBay, it's important we put them front and center in all that we do. But what's your personal perspective of small businesses and why it's important for eBay and ourselves as employees of eBay to support the future of small business in the United States?
When you look at it, eBay was kind of the original small business supporter when it comes to e-commerce. That's kind of how we got started. That's what we were founded on. And we have a lot of competitors in this industry now that are also supporting small businesses. But I think we were kind of the original company to do that. And I don't think that buyers may be aware of that. We're a true platform where sellers can come on. They can be successful. They can grow a business from ground up. And I can give you some of my experiences from previously when I worked as an account manager. I had the great experience to actually go out and meet with some of these sellers and see what they were doing.
Great.
And many of them were small businesses. So they're working, you know, from a very small warehouse, a team of maybe 2, 3, or 4 people. And eBay has allowed them to do that. They've created their own business from scratch, and eBay is a key role in that. And I think that's why it's important for us to put our best foot forward when it comes to Small Business Saturday, so people see that we're still a player when it comes to this key moment in terms of holiday.
One last question before we go. Apart from Poopsies, which I still don't know, like, who was the person that thought of that toy? Seriously, they must have been up up late drinking that night. Poops and unicorns. What items will you be on the lookout for this Cyber Week, and what is your game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to some of the really key drivers, like Apple products, not just phones, but you have the Apple Watches, those types of things.
Yep.
And going back to indoor stuff, you have the iRobot, the Roomba, those vacuums, those types of things do very well. You think about, again, in fashion, We have Adidas and Puma. Those types of branded items are going to do very well. And then also some of the things that I didn't mention within tech are cameras. Our cameras do very well this time of year. We have some of the higher end items that I think are giftable this time of year. If somebody's going to splurge a little bit on a nice Nikon or Canon DSLR camera, those things do very well. We have TVs, 4K TVs that go for just crazy prices this time of year. So when you look at a 55-inch TV that you can get for around $500, I think those are the types of items that I would keep a lookout for. MacBooks, those types of things are going to be priced very, very well. Anytime I'm talking to somebody that's maybe a friend or an acquaintance and they ask me what I do, I always say, please go to eBay and look during holiday. You'll be surprised at what you find. And we're always going to be priced best of web because that's one of our requirements.
Yeah, that's a great call out there. By the sounds of it, you're going to be buying a lot of stuff, Matt. So
my particularly wife will probably. Poopsies,
yeah. So that's it. Thanks so much for joining me here today. Together, Matt and I are wishing all of our sellers the best for Small Business Saturday. We'll be up there, out there, championing for you. Get all that inventory on the site and make yourself a pretty penny. Thanks again, Matt.
Thanks, Liz. Looking forward to it.
And that's our show for this week.
Ready to ramp up for the holiday selling season now, Audrey?
I sure am. How about you?
Well, I'm listing a boatload of inventory over the next 2 weeks to see if I can capture a little bit of that eBay holiday selling goodness while I can. Hey, you know, we need to give a brief shout out to the eBay events that are coming up.
Oh, good catch. In fact, there are 3 seller meetups in November. One in Raleigh, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah, and San Jose, California. You can see if there are meetups or eBay events happening in your neck of the woods by visiting ebay.com/meetups. Check it out. You won't be sorry.
Excellent advice, Audrey. Joining a local eBay seller meetup can add some pizzazz to your otherwise dull social life. You get to put down the camera and the tape measure and the packing tape and spend a few hours socializing with sellers just like you as you share a little nosh, a little beverage, and a lot of eBay experience and tips with each other.
Ooh, I love a little nosh and a little beverage. Hey, don't forget to mention the hotline.
Absolutely, Audrey. Call us at 888-723-4630. You can call that hotline at any time of day, any day of the week, 888-723-4630. Just follow the instructions on the message you hear, and you can be a part of the show.
And if you're shy and would rather not hear your voice plastered all over the interwebs, you can email us at sellingonebay@ebay.com. That's sellingonebay@ebay.com.
And please, 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 please don't forget to watch our weekly Facebook Live video stream every Wednesday. It starts at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. You can catch your favorite podcast host, Audrey, and her guest as they talk through topics of great interest to eBay sellers.
You can find our weekly Facebook Lives on Wednesdays, 12:30 at facebook.com/ebay for business. Again, facebook.com/ebay for business.
That's pretty good. Thanks. Hey, guess what time it is, babe?
Time to get those credits rolling, babe.
It sure is, babe. You start, babe.
Okay, babe. I present for your consideration the Selling on eBay podcast team, starting with Director of Community, Brian Burke, followed by
Community Manager, Alan Aisbett, who always comes just before
Community Manager and Technology and News Editor, Doug Smith, who always gives the right of way to
our Social Marketer and What's Hot host, Liz Austin, who gamely puts up with
our podcast editor and chief and host, that's you, Griff, who is constantly in awe of
our script writer, talent wrangler, creative workhorse, topic generator, podcast strategist, mother of one, and a dog named Daisy, co-host supreme and queen of cupcakes, you, Audrey Tracy.
Oh, wow. I feel very special. I'm a little overworked.
Yeah, well, rest up, babe. Next show's production schedule starts right now.
Right now. No rest for the wicked. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
Nailing it.
Hammering it.